So right now on the show, we're talking to Barbara Jean Myers. She's back here in town, and she has a new album out. It's called Darker Than Blue. Welcome, Barbara.
Thanks for having me, Will.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. I heard just the clips of the songs, and they're all really, really good, so I'm excited to get this thing into the player and start spinning it right away.
Thank you.
So I'm sure a lot of people up here listening to the show and here at the station already know all about you, but just for reference, let's hear a little bit about your background and how you became a songwriter.
Well, music has always been a huge part of my life. Starting way back before, I guess you could trace it back to my grandmother in Superior, Wisconsin, who started playing violin as a young girl after being particularly inspired by a classical music concert that she saw. And that kind of tradition was passed on to my mother and to me and my brother and lots of people in the family play a string instrument or play piano and sing. And yeah, it's just always been a part of my life. I guess songwriting officially came later. I did a lot of music when I lived here in Cook County, played in various different bands and duos. And that's really where that took root.
Okay. So, and you moved away from here in 2012?
Yep.
So what have you been doing since then?
Playing music, basically, and still doing some radio projects for KFAI down in Minneapolis. But mostly music. I've been, for the last year, working on this new record, Darker Than Blue, that you have in your hands and officially comes out in November. So it's been a lot of fun, really exciting. I've met a lot of new people. I've gotten to play in some great venues, go on some really fun tours, and yeah, just work hard on this record.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Darker Than Blue. Did you record this down in the cities? Or?
Yep, I did at Real Phonic Studio, which is run by Eric Koskinen, who's a collaborator of mine musically.
Mm-hmm. And just going down the track list, it seems like there's a lot of North Shore inspiration to this. Is that kind of like a big draw?
Definitely. I think that no matter where I go, and I think a lot of Cook County people can relate to this, but my heart is always here. It's an endless source of inspiration, life up here in the landscape up here. And a lot of the songs that are on the album took root in one way or another up here. Last fall, I was fortunate enough to spend a week staying up in Grand Portage at Rick Anderson's place and just working on writing specifically for this album. So there's one track that was entirely written there, and then many that were, you know, have parts or bits and pieces that came from my time staying at Sweetgrass Cove. Mm-hmm.
You also make mention of the Devil Track River in one of these. I think it's the city.
Yeah. Yep.
That's super cool.
In some ways, it's a little bit of like a breakup album with Grand Marais. That song in particular, I think.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
A sad breakup or a happy breakup? Like,
well, you know, like any breakup, it's always a mix, right? I mean, right. When you're in love, which I would definitely say I was in love with this place, and you lose that, it's hard. And then there's parts of it that are good. I mean, I left the county to pursue my dream of making more music, and that's a really happy thing. But of course, there's that the loss of this place and the people here in the community that comes with that, and that's something you grapple with.
And you play fiddle and banjo and anything else on the album besides singing?
Viola, hand claps. Yeah, so those things.
Are you like trained in any of those or just self-taught?
I spent many years playing classically on the viola. I started on the violin when I was 3, and I probably switched to the viola in 3rd or 4th grade, and played in all kinds of orchestras and took private lessons and even continued on at the University of Minnesota studying with their viola professor and doing string quartet stuff there. So definitely trained at least in that. Banjo is self-taught, and singing is primarily self-taught too, although I was in choirs and things like that growing up. So,
well, it's not a big like string quartet sound. It's definitely like a more rootsy Americana sort of thing. So do you try to like think like, oh, this is gonna be like real like Appalachian song, this is gonna be a real bluegrass song, or just kind of just go with the flow?
I kind of just go with the flow. I mean, I started straying away from playing solely classical music when I was in high school. I went to the Perpich Center for Arts Education down in Golden Valley, and I did music there and started branching out. I started playing with people who were writing pop songs or jazz or whatever and doing a lot more improv. And that's kind of what I do now. And it really, the song kind of dictates, you know, what the style is going to be, but also the collaborators. This record is produced by Eric Koskinen, and he and I play, when we go on tour, we do a lot of co-build tours together where he'll play half the show and I'll play half the show and we back each other up. And he's an electric guitar player. So it's been a really fun and interesting combination to have someone who's a killer, you know, rock and roll, country roots, electric guitar player, and then have, you know, my contribution, which is like a little bit more rootsy with banjo and fiddle and those kind of acoustic sounds. The way that that melds together, I think, is something that dictates the sound of these songs specifically on this record, is that kind of collaboration, something old and something, I guess, more new.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's pretty much hits the nail on the head for what kind of sound is, and we'll hear that in just a second. What else can you tell us about the different Minnesota artists who are featured on the album?
Well, the Twin Cities is just completely full of talented musicians. And it's been really fun to come into that community and get to collaborate with a lot of those folks. So on drums, Jeremy Hansen, who is plays in so many bands in the Twin Cities, it's hard to know where to start, but he's a drummer for Haley Bonner. He has a band called Tapes and Tapes. Also, more recently, BB Gun. It's another group that he plays with. And then several members of the Pines, roots group based from Iowa, based in Minneapolis, play on the album. So Dave Huckfeldt on acoustic guitar, Alex Ramsey on the keys, James Buckley on the bass. And James is in a lot of different groups as well. He plays a lot of jazz around town. You can pretty much see him any night of the week in some sort of jazz ensemble. And then from there, there were just a lot of really fun friends and musical collaborators that came in and sang and played, like Chastity Brown. She's another person that, you know, we're neighbors in the Twin Cities and we tour together a lot. And sometimes I play with her, and she came and did harmony vocals on a number of songs. Mike Lewis, who is in Bon Iver and has a great singing voice, he sang on several songs. Frankie Lee, another songwriter and singer, sang. Mason Jennings, I was lucky enough to meet him last year and play in his band for a couple nights at First Avenue last winter. Wow. And he came and sang on the first single, Wishing Well. And yeah, I mean, there are even more people that were in on the record. Joe Savage on pedal steel, who plays with tons of country and Americana acts, and he's the steel player for NPR's Wits. So lots of amazing folks to work with, and that definitely had a hand in the sound of the record.
So if someone were to want to get a copy of Darker Than Blue, how would they go about doing that?
Well, right now you can pre-order it on iTunes, and when you pre-order it, you get a download right away of the first single, Wishing Well, which features Mason Jennings and Chastity Brown on harmony vocals, and it was a song that Eric and I actually wrote together. You can also pre-order it, a physical copy of the CD, off of my website, which is barbarajeanmusic.com. And if you're down in the cities in November on the 22nd, you can come out to the release show and get a copy there.
All right. We've been speaking to Barbara Jean Myers, former Grand Marais local musician, off to amazing and wonderful things down
Thanks.
In the Twin Cities.
Let's hope so. Fingers
yeah.
crossed.
New album is Darker Than Blue. It's coming out, I think, officially November 18th.
Yep.
And yeah, stay tuned for more information on that. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back in town and just give my best to everybody. Sure miss this community and miss all the great people here.
Is there a song that you want to hear from the record?
Oh, no. I mean, play whatever. Play okay. what it's all
I'm kind of
to
partial
you.
To number 9, which is
oh,
What For.
That one is a lot of fun.
It's pretty funky.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot. Let's take a listen.
Awesome.